The name of truth is consciousness. The name of consciousness is reality. Reality's name is God. God's inner name is love. God's outer name is glory. God can easily obliterate my past blunders if he sees that the tears of my heart are absolutely sincere and pure. May each day the tears and smiles of my heart develop a deeper, stronger, and greater God hunger. May my God love, God devotion, and God surrender be as sincere, as serious, and as pure as possible. If I can have God closeness, God faithfulness, and God devotedness, then I have everything that I need. I know, if I do not feed my God hunger with my devotion heart, then my spiritual life will without fail end in vain. Every second of my life, I must offer my breath to absolute God obedience. My spiritual life must entirely depend upon my unconditional God obedience. Every moment of my life, I must enliven my aspiration heart and dedication life with tremendous eagerness, enthusiasm, and dynamism. My God fulfillment, obedience, eagerness gives me the strength of a million elephants. In my spiritual life, my only real death is my God forgetfulness. A moment without my God oneness is the worst possible crisis in my life. A life without heart tears for God is no life. My life has to be rooted and grounded in my sleepless love of God. I must never allow my sleepless God attention and breathless God devotion to waver. May my heart shrine candle steadily glow, and may I sleeplessly aspire. I know. Nothing can be as pure, as beautiful, as powerful, and as fruitful as my aspiration tears. When I'm in the company of my heart's tears, I fly and fly with them until I reach God's feet and take shelter there. Only when the tears of my heart place me at God's feet does God accept me unreservedly as his very own. Finally, two giant question marks stand before me. Do I love God only? Will I be able to realize God in this incarnation?